FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and online at WGNSradio.com.
If it's passed, bounced, or hit, we're talking about it. All Sports Talk is on News Radio WGNS.
All Sports Talk is sponsored by Good Neighbor State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, First Bank, Fat Willie's Sports Bar on River Rock Boulevard in Murfreesboro, Parks Auction Company, Greg Hall with Hall's Auto Care, and the Blue Raider Insider Report is sponsored by Mike Tansel and My Team Insurance, Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors, and Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.
We put the all in all sports talk. From the preps to MTSU, we've got you covered. It's All Sports Talk on Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to All Sports Talk. Everybody's having a good day. Mother Nature wreaked a little havoc this morning, but everything's okay for a little while. Evidently, more showers coming in. At some point in time, maybe tomorrow evening, so maybe some storms. So anyway, all righty, where do we start today? I'll tell you where we'll start. Something kind of local. Former Riverdale standout Elijah Herring, 6'3", 230-pounder at Tennessee, has entered the transfer portal. What's so interesting about this is that Herring played 11 games at linebacker last year after their starter went down in the opening game against Virginia, and he ended up leading the team in tackles. Now, the new linebackers coach, William Inge from Washington, told players there would be a clean slate when he first came onto the staff. So I don't know if he's unhappy, if he landed an NIL deal somewhere else. You know, this day and age, you cannot ever tell. No word yet. His brother, Caleb Herring, is a sophomore defensive lineman who also played at Riverdale. He's heard nothing about him transferring or entering the portal. Of course, that opened up. I know MTSU coach Derek Mason, who was very excited and pleased with the Blue Raiders' spring game and what he saw. Really, first spring game of its time, and shoot, a long time. Had two teams. There was a winner and a loser. But I mean, he didn't bat an eye, but yeah, they're going to be looking at the portal. You know, you have to these days. Like it, love it, hate it, indifferent. It has become the biggest thing in college athletics. You know, it used to be, you know, what coach am I going to play for? And that still is to a major degree, but, you know, what do my facilities look like? Now it's like, when can I play and what type of NIL opportunities are there out there? These guys can get paid and they want to know how much they're going to get paid. And, you know, I think that's a major reason Nick Saban left. He was still getting five-star recruits. They were still going to be a factor every year. But, you know, sometimes the game changes to where old coaches, they don't want to adapt to the change. They have a blueprint, a proven blueprint that works. So that was a very surprising move that Elijah transferred, because he had had a very solid season last year and grabbed ample playing time. Maybe that playing time was not going to be as significant. I know I can't think of the player's name that got hurt the very first week, but he's back. And he was the starter there at the beginning of the year for a reason. But Elijah took care of his his business and, you know, took advantage of that playing time. You know, and this whole NIL, we've talked about it when it was started by Ed O'Bannon how many ever years ago, the basketball player at UCLA.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
You're using my
name,
image,
and likeness.
We have a full
line of laser procedures.
Video games and
whatnot. Dr. Craig McCabe.
And I'm not seeing a
time
for it.
As well, we offer
the NCAA, of course, back then was powerful. They didn't care. It was all about making money and keeping it to oneself. Universities were making money. The conferences were making money. The coaches were making money. And granted, student athletes were getting a degree. And, you know, your old school people said that's plenty. There were Pell Grants and things like that available, but, I mean, you've heard horror stories of athletes, you know, not having enough money to eat a meal every day, you know, or whatnot. You know, I don't know how true that is. You know, like when they go to a bowl game or something. But, I mean, typically you're getting fed and all that. I'm old school. But, hey, they kept the players down forever. You know, they could have come up with some type of compensation plan to where, you know, they shared that money. I mean, you know, in basketball, for example, you know, you wear Nike shoes. Well, you get money for doing that. Well, the players don't. They have to wear – they were having to wear the shoe that was decided for them. You know, and the Fab Five at Michigan, they were kind of the first team says, we don't want to wear those. We're not wearing those. And, you know, as time went on, and this lawsuit went on, it became obvious that the NCAA, just because your own organization, you can set rules and you can have your standards, but when you start violating antitrust laws, it doesn't matter. And, you know, when the Supreme Court passed the NIL a few years ago, you know, a short time ago, really, it was 9-0. And, you know, and coaches didn't like it. And they were saying, you got to put a cap on it, you know. Somebody right now is suggesting a salary cap. You can't put a cap on somebody's ability to make money. I don't know. I mean, I'm not an attorney, but they got a right to earn all the money they want. You don't own them anymore. These universities owned student athletes forever. You don't own them. And the tide is totally reversed. You cuss them, they don't like it, they can leave, not even sit out a year. Coaches don't like that. They're control freaks. Some to more degrees than others. So when you see somebody jumping at portal, it can be for who knows how many reasons. They don't like that. They don't like the way the coaches act toward them. They don't like their playing time situation. They want more of the NIL piece of the pie. And you know, till coaches realize this, they're going to be disgruntled and throw their hands up in the air and don't understand. But these are adults that come to play. We still call them kids because they are in many, many regards. And but you gotta adapt. You gotta change. You gotta learn to adapt. You can't have it the way you've always had it. And unfortunately, there are lots of coaches that are struggling with this. You might as well embrace it. Take advantage of it yourself. You know, and hey, athletes have been getting paid forever. It's been the elite ones. Sometimes you don't get, in the past, schools haven't got their money's worth. You know, and when the NCAA investigated, of course, they burnt some people for getting illegal benefits, but when they couldn't prove it, they would just nail you on some lesser charge and make their point. And my point is, get used to it. All right, you're listening to All Sports Talk. This portion brought to you by First Bank, where the bank remains true to its ideals since founded in 1906. That's First Bank. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hey guys, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low T. Be sure to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. For established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments with an average payment of $150 a month cash pay, including labs and medication. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
So tell us what it was like to go through the cataract surgery.
Oh, it wasn't bad at all. There was no soreness, no hurting. They made you feel comfortable. I mean, I can see things that I couldn't see clearly before. It's absolutely wonderful. I'd do it again. I love it.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial behind SunTrust Bank.
This is Lenny Farmer with Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. Did you know that you can plan your funeral in advance without actually paying for your funeral in advance? In other words, if it's not a convenient time to pay for your funeral, you can still choose your funeral items and we'll file them away for later. Let's consider that together. You make the decisions for yourself, and when that financial window opens up, it becomes an easier decision. Call me at 615-893-2422 and let's plan together.
At State Farm, when home and auto work as a team, you score and save money. I'm State Farm agent Andy Wama. Give me a call at 615-890-0850 and let's work together to win big by saving money on home and auto. With the service you get from State Farm, you might think our car insurance costs more. I'm State Farm agent Andy Wama. Give me a call at 615-890-0850 and let me show you with discounts up to 40%, you may find it even costs less.
Okay, if you're looking to wind down after a hard day's work or enjoy a night out with your friends, let me suggest Fat Willie's Sports Bar and Grill, located on River Rock Boulevard. Fat Willie's features 9 regulation pool tables, steel tip darts, and buzz time trivia and poker. The beer prices are excellent, and they have a huge selection, as well as 5 craft beers on tap daily. Fat Willie's also has your favorite bar foods. Live trivia is held every Tuesday night, and pool tournaments are held throughout the week. So if you're looking for a cozy and affordable sports bar with all the amenities, be sure to check out Fat Willie's on River Rock Boulevard next to the Animal Center.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to All Sports Talk. Okay, speaking of money, it's interesting, these contracts for the WNBA rookies. Caitlin Clark's is, what, 4 years for like 300 $35,000. That's peanuts. $76,535 their first year. There's lots of people her age making more money than that. Now, granted, she's going to make a buku in endorsements and TV commercials, whatever you may have it. Angel Reese's, a little less than that, just to name a couple. Meanwhile, the top pick in the NBA draft this year, Wimby, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. He got a four-year deal worth $55.1 million. Of course, NBA makes more money. They can spend more money. They play twice as many games. The WNBA is a 40-game season, and then, of course, their playoffs. But, you know, that's why you see so many when the WNBA is season's over. There's quite a few, lots of those players go overseas and play, you know, to to add to their income. But I found those contracts pretty interesting, and particularly Clark's. And I'm sure they have some type of cap because most all those first round picks were pretty similar. As far as how much they were making each year, it goes up a little bit. For example, Clark's goes from 76 to 78, then 85, and then 97 in year 2027, and that's when she'll have a player option. Because I think their first game's already sold out. And, you know, brings the point, why is everybody hating on her? She's going to fill arenas. She's never once said, and I don't think anybody said, that there's not great players in the WNBA. I know Diana Taurasi kind of came out and jabbed at her. And, hey, that's fine. But, you know, hey, she was given a great God-given talent. I talked about last year. Haters hate. I mean, last week, haters hate. You know, they're jealous. And, yeah, she's going to have some eye-opening experiences. But she's also going to have pros playing alongside her. And there's no knock on any of the players at Iowa. The Martin girl was drafted in the first round as well. But, I mean, you're talking a different level. Speaking of hoops, NBA play-ins got underway yesterday. The Lakers won. And I don't know if they would have won if Zion Williamson hadn't got hurt. He had 40 points with about almost 4 minutes left in the game. And I think they were up two or down two. The Lakers came back and won. They had blown an 18-point lead. The Lakers, they're an intriguing team, you know, just because you got Anthony Davis and LeBron on there. Their supporting cast has been kind of up and down this year. Thus, they're going to be the seventh seed now, so their reward is to play the defending champion, Denver Nuggets. So, I'd say the Lakers are pretty much done. Golden State, they lost to Sacramento. Everybody wondering if that's the last game that Draymond Green and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson will play together. I know some people, you know, particularly around here, they don't care a whole lot about the WNBA. I mean the NBA, but nevertheless, the playoffs have started. They go through June. The Predators, They're in the playoffs. You know, they had a terrible start and then had that great run where they were like 14-0-2. I'm not sure who they play, but it's good to see them back in the playoffs. You know, we touched a little on college football. Michigan, they'll serve 3 years probation. They'll pay a fine and face recruiting restrictions. The coaches involved will face a one-year show cause order. So basically slaps on the wrist. All that to do over some slap on a wrist. Of course, Jim Harbaugh outran the posse. Went to the NFL with the Chargers. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with their pick. That will probably decide where the Titans are going to pick and who they pick. I mean, who they're going to pick. You know, everybody's saying Joe Alt, but, you know, the Chargers might take him. In which case, Titans would probably draft a receiver and get a tackle in the second round. They did sign a tackle last week who has, you know, quite a bit of experience. If anything, he'll give them some depth. You know, they need depth, but they need starters. They picked up a starter in Roberson, the center from Denver. They got a legit starter. A legit, really, really good player. And, you know, Darius Sneed, they got him for nothing. He's going to bring a little attitude about him. The draft is a week from tomorrow. Always a fun night. First round Thursday, second and third rounds Friday, and the rest on Saturday. So it's going to be, it's kind of a no-brainer. Bears going to grab USC's quarterback. The Daniels kid from LSU, going to be interesting to see where he falls. Where do the receivers go? I mean, is it automatically Marvin Harrison Jr.? Or is it Malik Nabers, who has evidently had great pro day, great combine, ran a 4.3 something? You know, and the Titans have upgraded. Problem is, so is Houston. Big time. And they definitely have their future quarterback. I mean, he proved it throughout the season. Levis, a second-round pick, and who was a good take at second round. I think you saw enough last year. He's got a good chance. Probably needs to tone down his bravado. Quit trying to run over people, or he's not going to last long. And he's not going to last much of the season if they don't fix that line. You know, they've gone out and gotten Ridley. And, you know, this is probably Treylon Burks' last stand. I mean, you know, he scored one touchdown and then got a cheap hit. Pretty much ended his season. He's not been able to get on the field. And, you know, some guys are snake bit with the injury bug. But if you can't get on the field, you know, you just can't be around anymore. So I would think they're still going to go after Alt if he's there, because that gives you Skoronski at left guard and Alt at left tackle. And you've got a proven center. I think Roberson was number three ranked center in the NFL last year. So you've got a good nucleus there from the center to the left. But, you know, they've had what we thought were good draft picks before. I think Rand Cawthorn, they all played last year, all the draft picks. And Titans are going to be better, but the record may not be much better. Just because of simply the upgrades that Houston's made. But, you know, I don't know that Jacksonville and Baltimore have done much. Maybe re-signed some of their guys that could have got away, but they've not really made a big splash in free agency. And, you know, but all those players got to mesh together. The Titans free agency has not always worked out. And of course, you know, it's different regimes and different teams, different locker rooms, obviously. But, you know, the big key, they got to keep Levis upright, or he will not last the season. All righty, you're listening to All Sports Talk. We'll take a break and be right back.
If you're not waking up to the wake-up brew, here's what you've been missing.
I tip my cap to you, sir.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Speaking of tipping our cat, tip our cap to her.
The wake-up brew. Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
Good afternoon. It continues to build down through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 going southbound. It's just that top of the afternoon for it to really get busy, sliding all the way down into Williamson County. It's loading up again with a little bit more volume on 40 going eastbound over here from Festers all the way out into Donaldson. And it, sometimes it still wants to get a little bit heavy there on 40 east at 840 in Wilson County, just outside of Lebanon. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has a new menu. They've got new items on there like grilled chicken tenders. They've even got this Mediterranean salad, and it is great. Check it out online. Order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Premier 6 Theater on Broad in Jackson Heights.
Let's all go to the movies.
Check out what's showing at MurfreesboroMovies.com. Popcorn popped fresh daily.
Movies, that's a good old premise.
Premier 6 on Broad in Jackson Heights.
When Rutherford Countyans think of insurance professionals, they think Rayburn Insurance Agency at 200 South Lowry in Smyrna, meeting the needs of thousands of customers since 1973. You can trust Rayburn Insurance with all your needs, a place where customer service really matters. It's personal with Rayburn Insurance, as fans of local sports, as friends, and as insurance professionals. Check them out at rayburn.net or call 615-459-4145. Rayburn Insurance, for business, auto, home, and life insurance.
Whether you need general vehicle upkeep and maintenance or a complete vehicle overhaul, Hall's Auto Care is here for you. We're locally owned and operated by Greg Hall and have been in business since 2014. You'll get excellent service and trustworthy advice with Hall's Auto Care. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. We're ready to help get you safely on the road. Hall's Auto Care, 907 Ridgely Road, just off Broad Street behind Chili's. Online at hallsautocare.net. Hall's Auto Care.
In Rutherford County, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, here to help life go right when you combine home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-893-1417. Every team knows which play can be the winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-893-1417. It's a winning move that saves you time and money.
Next on WGNS and All Sports Talk, it's the Blue Raider Insider Report with Chip Walters of Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates, brought to you by Rayburn Insurance, RAI Advisors, and My Team Insurance. The report coming up after this.
Are you paying hundreds of dollars too much for your home and auto insurance? Let the team at My Team Insurance help, a true independent insurance agency that represents you in protecting your home, your cars, your business, your life, and your health. Call My Team Insurance today, 895-4201. That's 895-4201. Proud to be sponsoring the Blue Raiders and proud to say, let's go Blue!
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It was a crazy, crazy, crazy night at Reese Smith Field last night. In an offensive showcase, Middle Tennessee defeated in-state foe Austin Peay 16-15 in walk-off fashion at Reese Smith Field on Tuesday night. And, oh, by the way, it went 10 innings. The Blue Raiders, now 13-22 overall, fell behind early to the Governors after they plated five runs in the second inning. But the Blue Raiders answered with a nine-run second inning of their own in the bottom half of the frame. Austin Peay proceeded to score four runs in the third to tie the game. The Blue Raiders scored six more runs in the fifth inning to go up by a score of 15-9. Going into the top of the ninth inning, it was 15-13. Austin Peay scored two runs, but to tie the game and send it to extras, and the Blue Raiders were able to plate a run in the bottom of the 10th inning to get the victory by a score of 16-15. The Blue Raiders will go to Clarksville next Tuesday night for a repeat matchup there. But coming up tonight, Middle Tennessee baseball back at home to take on the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles. It'll be the second matchup of the year against Tech. It is a 6 o'clock start tonight here in the borough. And also tonight, the first 100 fans receive a free T-shirt and pink MMC tote bag. Tonight's game will not be on WGNS. It is a streaming-only audio webcast that will be on GoBlueRaiders.com. Also at 6 o'clock tonight, the Lady Raiders softball team will host Tennessee State. That is at 6 o'clock this evening. Hope you can be there for that. And if you're hungry, good place to be will be the softball field. It's Dollar Hot Dog Night, and they will go quick. So arrive early and take advantage of the discounted ballpark staple. Again, Dollar Dog Night tonight at the Blue Raiders softball field as the Lady Raiders take on Tennessee State. All right. Congratulations to Leo Raquin, who was tabbed the Conference USA Athlete of the Week. That was announced by the league office earlier today. This is the second time this spring that Raquin has earned the honor. Leo tallied three wins to cap off regular season play. Raquin earned his second win over a ranked opponent in doubles play, with Andre Horak defeating number 74 Alex Bansia and Luke Holtzman of Tulane 6-3. He followed that with another win in singles play against Tulane. The next day, the French native blanked UNC Asheville's Freddie Murray to grab a win there. The Blue Raiders will be hosting the Conference USA Tennis Championships this weekend at the brand new spectacular outdoor courts. Middle will be playing at 10 a.m. on Saturday, so hope you can be there. Women's golf, Middle Tennessee finished the Conference USA Championship in seventh place with a 49-over-par 9-13 team score after a round of plus 22 3-10 on Wednesday. Ella Manley moved six spots up the leaderboard to a tie for 20th after a round of 1-over-par 73. And in men's golf, Owen Stamper earned his sixth top 15 finish of the season with a tie for 13th at Mississippi State's Mossy Oak Collegiate. He carded an even par 72 in Tuesday's third round to finish at 4 under par 212. All right, that is it for today. Again, tonight's baseball game, it will be a streaming-only broadcast on GoBlueRaiders.com. It will also be on ESPN Plus as well. All right, that's it. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You're listening to the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports.
Caught 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Middle Tennessee.
Layup bench, call.
Middle Tennessee football, basketball, and baseball.
Yeah, we got them.
You're listening to the flagship station for Blue Raider athletics. I'm Chip Walters. Hear the games here on News Radio WGNS.
Middle Tennessee win.
Raiders win the championship.
Your source for the big blue in the borough. News Radio WGNS.
Hi, this is Chip Walters with Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates. You might know me as the voice of the Blue Raiders, but I want to be your trusted advisor in real estate. Whether you're buying or selling, it's time to choose Chip. Do you have a growing family and need to upsize? Are you an empty nester now and need to downsize? Are you thinking of selling your current home but just worried you can't find something else? Well, it's time to choose Chip. I'm looking to be your trusted advisor in real estate. I'm Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb & Associates.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to All Sports Talk. If you're a Braves fan, terrible news last week with Spencer Strider going down with the elbow injury. Did not require Tommy John surgery, so it was a less invasive of an elbow surgery. Should be back within a year if all goes well. I did not realize until recently that he had Tommy John surgery when he was in college at Clemson. So losing him is brutal. I'll tell you what, though. And it's two starts. It's a small sample size. Ronaldo Lopez really gotten off to a good start. 12 innings pitched and one earned run. So, at least he's picking the slack up there. And the Braves are hitting. More bad news, though. Ozzie Albies is on the DL. He's really playing well, too. But they got a lot of weapons offensively still. There's going to be games they have to out-hit people. And then there's going to be games that good pitching gets them. But so far, so good. Hope to get down there in June. See, a neat thing to do is catch it when they've got like a Thursday businessman special or business person special. Go down there the night before, spend the night, watch the game, get up in the morning, go watch the game and drive back home. From my house to the stadium exit, it's 2 hours and 45 minutes now. So, you get a chance to go. All right. Let's see what else I got here. My boy Herzer's a little under the weather today, so he couldn't make it, so hopefully he'll be eager to go tomorrow. My sheets are stuck together. I hate when that happens. All right. College baseball. Blue Raiders last night. One of those wild midweek games. 16-15, walk it off over Austin Peay in 10 innings. Blue Raiders are hosting Tennessee Tech tonight. You will not hear that game on the Good Neighbor Station. And Friday through Sunday, they're at Sam Houston. Middle's 4-8, conference play. They have not been swept, but they have not won a series. They've gone 1-2 in every series. The standings now are Liberty 9-3, Dallas Baptist 6-3, La Tech 6-3, Western Kentucky 8-4. When Western Kentucky won that series against Dallas Baptist, it was DBU's first series loss since joining the Conference USA in baseball only. Again, I don't know that I care much for that, but anyway, FIU 7-5, Sam Houston, New Mexico State, and Middle 4-8, and Jacksonville State 3-9. So, Blue Raiders got a tough one this week at Sam Houston. All righty, you're listening to All Sports Talk. We'll take a break and be right back.
It's Commander Chuck, and it's my goal to get you to and from work each weekday around the congestion and all the accidents. Listen for my traffic reports every weekday morning and afternoon here on News Radio WGNS and see real-time traffic information at ontimetraffic.net.
Good afternoon. It continues to build down through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 going southbound. It's just that top of the afternoon for it to really get busy, sliding all the way down into Williamson County. It's loading up again with a little bit more volume on 40 going eastbound over here from Festers all the way out into Donaldson. And it, sometimes it still wants to get a little bit heavy there on 40 east at 840 in Wilson County, just outside of Lebanon. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has a new menu. They've got new items on there like grilled chicken tenders. They've even got this Mediterranean salad, and it is great. Check it out online. Order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We do it your way at Sir Pizza.
Your favorites can now be ordered online at SirPizzaTN.com. Carryout and delivery are available. Just go to SirPizzaTN.com and tap the location closest to you.
Parks Auction. We handle everything.
The auction is a means of drawing people together for a quick, easy sale.
I've always been a big fan of auctions. You know, you get instant sale, no contingencies and everything. I've known the guys over there my entire life.
Visit our website at ParksAuction.com. To learn more.
Call Parks Auction at 896-4600. Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to All Sports Talk. This portion brought to you by First Bank, locations in the borough, Woodbury, Nashville, and 46 others across the state. That's First Bank. All righty, Team USA in the Olympics will reportedly include LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, Joe Embiid, Anthony Davis, Tyrese Halliburton, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Jrue Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Jason Tatum. That left one spot left, and it went to Kawhi Leonard. That was reported this morning by ESPN. Jalen Brunson, who Knicks fans think are irate that he's not being mentioned as a MVP candidate. I think he should be. He's had just unbelievable year, and the Knicks are the number two seed. They haven't been this relevant in a long, long time. So that'll make up the Olympic team. And, you know, I was listening to something the other day. They say this is probably going to be the most highly contested international basketball competition ever. And, you know, that's obviously the influx of the international players into the NBA. You know, I mean, you got France is going to be very good. I mean, there's a bunch of good teams. It's not like the dream team where they just – blew through everybody. It's going to be tough. All right, local sports. You know, I was looking at the schedules upcoming this week and next. Next week is the last, at least in baseball, is the last week of District 8 baseball. And then, you know, the following week, we're going to be starting tournaments. And before you know it, in about a month, a little bit over a month, we're going to be starting spring fling. It's hard to believe how the winter has flown by. All right. Last night, we were able to get quite a few games in. MTCS completed a two-game sweep over BGA, winning 3-2. Walked it off. Cookeville 6, Laverne 1. Riverdale beat Rockville 8-6. Riverdale with just one district loss. Rockville's season, regular season, is over. Unfortunately, finished 0-12. But they've been pretty competitive against Riverdale this week. Eagleville beat Huntland 14-2. They won that series. Tullahoma beat Central Magnet 4-1. Oakland beat Blackman 5-2. They are 1-1 after two games. Stewart's Creek beat Wilson Central 5-0. Today we've got Blackman at Oakland, Cookeville at Laverne, Riverdale at Rockville, and Smyrna at 11. At Lebanon. Tuesday softball. We had Eagleville 8, Huntland 3, Smyrna 9, Cookeville 3, Siegel 9, Blackman 1, and Stewart's Creek beat Lebanon 8-7. Today, Laverne at Cane Ridge, Riverdale at Lincoln County, Nolensville at Siegel. Turning my sheet here. And I guess that is it. That is it for today in softball. Soccer. Last night, Riverdale upset Rockville 3-2. So Riverdale, Rockville, and Siegel are all tied. Get 3 points for a win, one for a tie. They all have 7 points. Siegel beat Oakland 3-2. Laverne beat Cookeville 5-1. And Smyrna beat Stewart's Creek 4-0. So, whew. Got middle school tournament action coming up soon. They're doing a golf tournament this year. Speaking of golf, Scotty Scheffler. I mean, he was a heavy favorite to win and went out and won it at the Masters. It was painful watching Tiger. You know, those first 2 days, he, of course, he made the cut easily. He had to play like 23, 24 holes on Friday. I think that probably hurt him. And he just didn't have it on the weekend. He shot his worst score ever in a major on Saturday. You know, I heard one analyst, somebody ask him, what would you call a successful tournament for Tiger? And he simply said that he plays all four rounds. Because obviously, you know, that means he made the cut. He also made his 24th consecutive cut at Augusta, which broke the record, which is pretty phenomenal. But obviously, you know, Father Time, the injuries, the car wreck, you know, his body's just, I mean, you can tell he's a workout freak still. Hit the ball solid the first 2 days, chipped great. But in the end, he just he didn't have anything in the tank the last couple days. It was a unique Masters. I mean, it was kind of there for the taking. Max Homa was in it, and he hits it in the water. There were people making nines and eights. You know, DeChambeau was there. That rang. He's a great young player. He was there. But at the end, Scheffler just, he was a model of consistency the whole week. I mean, and the conditions were absolutely brutal, particularly Friday. I mean, the winds were up to 40 miles an hour, you know, and of course the greens dried out. It was just a brutal test of golf, and Scheffler shoots, what, 10, 9 under? I mean, you know, wins his second green jacket, what, 3 years? He's got a lot of majors in front of him, you know, if you stay healthy. I mean, that's the big thing with golfers. I mean, you know, like, you got young guys that get back injuries, and they'll miss a year here. And, you know, Dustin Johnson, he nowhere to be seen. Jordan Spieth was there to make the cut and had, what, an 8? Brooks Koepka, didn't really hear anything out of him all week. Matter of fact, I never saw him hit a shot. That's how little they were paying attention to him. And you're talking about a guy that was like second or third favorite. Rory McIlroy didn't have a good tournament. So, like I said, it's a brutal test of golf. The next major is the PGA. It's now played in May. I think it's a great, great deal there because typically it's so hot in August. Not that they can't play in the hot, but can be pretty grueling. So I like the PGA being moved to May. All righty, that's going to do it for today's show. I hope everybody has a great day. Go ahead and pay attention to the weather here in the next day or so. And hopefully we can dodge a lot of those storms and get these high school ball games in. All right, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS has been brought to you by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates, First Bank, Mike Tansel with My Team Insurance, Parks Auction Company, Greg Hall with Hall's Auto Care, Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors, Fat Willie Sports Bar, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.